This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, and to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what it is you're doing, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to go and check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. And take advantage of all the different things we have to offer over there. All righty. From FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. Good morning again.
Good morning.
All right. Apparently, the Turks nailed al-Baghdadi's older sister in an area somewhere in Syria. She was living in a container, I was told.
Her name is Rosmia Awad, born in 1954. She was accompanied by her husband and her daughter-in-law and five children. Now, this took place in a town called Azaz. I don't know if Azaz is in this zone that we keep hearing about in Syria or not, but she was living in a trailer, a family was living in a trailer. And they expect there to be some kind of a whole cache of intelligence that they can gather from her, specifically about understanding Islamic State operations in northern Syria and even in parts of Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And Turkey says that, you know, it helped better protect itself and the rest of Europe from terrorists. This happened Monday, and this is coming from apparently some other people in her family. I don't know that she's been arrested. I think it's more of she has been detained, which means they could let her go, but after she goes through some kind of interrogatories.
Now, so, these were the Turks that did this, not us, right?
Well, that's what Turkey's saying.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, mm-hmm. You mentioned ISIS in general. There's a report from our military that ISIS has now moved from Syria into a remote valley, desolate section of Iraq, a lot of them. Now, I was told 10,000. You tell me it's more than that.
Well, since the Islamic State was losing territory in Syria, a lot of these fighters have, in fact, been migrating back to Iraq anyway. So they do have a couple of locations where they are existing in Iraq. The total number of that are in Iraq is under dispute. I mean, it could be as many as 25,000. But what else is at issue here is the Islamic State detainees that the Kurds are holding in Syria. Now, that number, along with the children and, you know, others, is up to around 80,000. Now, there's big pressure that the Trump administration has been putting on Europe. Hey, you need to take your people back, and they're refusing to do so.
Mm-hmm.
So it's putting a huge burden on the Kurds to hold these prison camps, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not fair to them. Nobody really knows what to do here at this point. I have reached out to a couple of my channels and said that Trump ought to get on national TV and call for a G something or other, you know, like a G30 or a, mm-hmm. you know, not like a G7.
Mm-hmm.
But say, we're holding this on, you know, December the 3rd. You countries must come with your solution on what to do with this 80,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we're having to support the Kurds for detaining these people, but it's not fair to them. They'd like to kind of go on and live the rest of their lives and not be, you know, prison guards, if you will. And because of the lack of support that the Kurds are really getting,
mm-hmm.
there's all in detaining these people, there is in fact all of these operations that are sneaking things into these detention camps. Actually, about a month ago, they stopped a fairly sizable shipment that had about $65,000 worth of some nasty stuff.
Mm.
They were trying to sneak into to Islamic State in one of these camps, but they were able to get it. So we can imagine what does get through. It's just not a good situation.
Well, Turkey has said that it will send the captured Islamic State members back to their home countries, even if their citizenships have been revoked.
Well, good luck.
Yeah. And, of course, they're criticizing the approach of European countries on the issue. But they're saying that they're going to send them back anyway. What are they going to do, load them on a boat?
Well, that's just it. And then, you know, in places like in Europe, they have such lax sentences. You know, you can commit a pretty heinous crime in Britain, you know, where here you might get a 25-year sentence. And in Britain, you get a 6-year sentence. Mm. So, I mean, it's just not a cool thing all the way around.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. We're Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And, oh, by the way, we're going to tell you when we come back about these U.S. forces that the president may be pardoning or doing something else with. We'll see. But this is definitely some big news going on here. I'll be right back with more in a Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Denise Simon and I are trucking along here during the night.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Nat Bruce.
Yes, sure. Wayne Allen Root will be on the program Friday morning, and I'm sure you're going to love that one because Mr. Dynamite, as I like to call him, always a house of fire, is going to have a lot of stuff to talk about. And he's he says he is anyway, Donald Trump's number one supporter because he knows him personally and has known him for a number of years. And we'll be asking him a lot of questions, and he'll be telling us a lot of stuff. Now, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon at FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by the United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, if you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and you look over on the right tab of the website, about a quarter of the way down, you'll see the red, white, and blue USCCA logo link that's right there. Click on that logo link, and a window will drop down for the free Gun a Day giveaway. I mean, you want to make sure you sign up for that. Whatever it is that they're giving away, it changes every day at midnight. And sign up for the free Gun a Day giveaway. And then when that window goes away, then you will see three different opportunities to join, three different levels of membership. Pick one, check it out, see what happens. And if you join and become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff. And by free stuff, I mean free stuff. A lot of good USCCA gear and some training material, as well as some other things. And don't forget the Concealed Carry Magazine, the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine. It comes every month, and it always has interesting savings and articles and coupons in it as well. So there you go, USCCA, the logo link, right there on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is some significant news to anybody that's been following this. I belong to a group called United American Patriots, and my buddy, Colonel Bull, and I have been talking back and forth, and I almost brought him on the show here tonight, but he wasn't able to do it because of something else that he's doing. But he and his group provided the legal help, if you will, to get Army Airborne First Lieutenant Clint Lorenz, Special Forces Major Matthew Goldstein, and Navy SEAL Chief Eddie Gallagher in a position where it looks like the president right now is going to make a major announcement in the next day or two. You take it from there.
Yeah, there has been a movement for quite some time on these guys, not especially Gallagher, but now that, you know, he had, I think they'd stripped him of a couple of ranks, and the quest in the case of Gallagher is to put him back at the rank of captain, so he can...
Gallagher? No, Chief Petty Officer. Yes. Chief Petty Officer, E7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he can keep his retirement.
Correct.
So that's a very good thing. And, you know, the story about Lawrence I learned about many, many years ago. I was listening to a radio show when Colonel Alan West was guest hosting, and he went on for a long time. I think I was driving back from Georgia to Florida listening to it. So, anyway, it would be a very good thing if Trump would step in and do that. Now, I would like to add, in this particular case, that there's actually more.
Yeah.
And it includes Paul Sloff, Evan Liberty, Nick Slatton, and Dustin Hurd. Now, those four guys were part of a team called Raven 23.
Mm-hmm.
Raven 23 was the Blackwater security operation that was protecting what is known as a red zone in Baghdad. Mm-hmm. And there was a pretty nasty moment in an area called Nashira Square. Now, Paul, Evan, Nick, and Dustin are all in prison, and they're in four different locations. Mm-hmm. And just like the cases that you and I were just talking about with Lawrence and so forth, the government or the military was withholding evidence, and we call that exculpatory evidence.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that has happened to these four guys, part of the tactical support team, Raven 23.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those guys, interestingly enough, it happened so long ago, just like the other ones, they've been to trial like four or five times, and they just all got sentenced. So I would say that there should be quite a number of files on Trump's desk where he put some signatures, giving some relief to these guys.
Okay, well, we've got our favorite question asker on the phone. Good morning, Bagam and Bob. What's on your mind?
Oh, Denise, Captain.
Hi, sir. Hi.
Anyway. Wondering how far this California governor, Gavin Newsom, can go as far as to defy the federal government. And the second part is, what powers does Trump have and or Congress? Can they really do anything on the other side of it? All right.
Good question, because Newsom is a governor. The legislature can remove him from office. Can't they do that with the... A two-thirds
vote
or something?
You have to do a recall in order to get rid of Newsom. There is a movement.
Okay.
Yeah, there is a movement to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how much of a movement or how much traction it's actually getting, but Trump has put out some things like he's going to stop, some money's going to California, otherwise known as block grants and so forth and so on. Well. Let's not forget that Jeff Sessions was trying to do that originally just over sanctuary states.
Yeah.
And sanctuary cities in California. I actually posted an article yesterday, because California had something that they passed, I think 5 years ago called Proposition 47.
Yeah, I remember that.
And it was to change, reclassify certain theft and drug possession offenses down to misdemeanors.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what it has done, it has caused a massive new wave of theft in California.
Yeah.
You can steal now twice as much as you want to.
$950 is a misdemeanor.
And there Right. And so they're just still now they're organized gangs and organized thieves that are taking advantage of this. They're literally going into stores with calculators.
Sure.
So, the other thing is when it comes to breaking into cars, that's become to the point where the police don't even show up anymore. They don't have time for it. And so, I mean, it's a disaster.
Yeah.
It's inviting crime. The retail business, the retail association out there is outraged at all of this and what has happened. So
they should be.
Yeah, exactly right. And the porch pirating that goes on in California has become its own business.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Okay, now it's up to the people of California to do something about this or the elected officials in the state legislature, number one. If they don't, I don't believe the federal government can do much of anything except if he's done something criminal, arrest him and charge him.
Well, look, there are creative things that, you know, can happen. But there's two people here that are exceptionally silent, a minimum of two people. And that is Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, what is going on in San Francisco? The police say that there's a car broken into every 22 minutes just in San Francisco, which is, you know, what are you supposed to do? I mean, the neighborhoods are becoming, you know, vigilante areas.
Mm-hmm.
It's really an outrage. So, you know, I really don't know what to say here at this point, but I cannot believe that nobody is really like the Pelosi or Feinstein are addressing this at all, and they should. You know, where's Kamala Harris? I mean, she used to be the DA. Now you got what's his face out there as the DA?
The congressman there. The woman that served her. He took the server with him, right?
Right.
Well,
Javier Becerra.
Yeah, that's it. Well, the California, again, California, we got affiliates out there. Wake the hell up. Do something about this. I mean, you got the power to do it. The people elected these people. The people can remove them. Demand that your representatives do something about this governor. And if there's a recall, for God's sakes, vote to get the guy out of there. By the way, didn't they do that to Gray Davis?
They did. And, you know, here's the other thing. Apparently, there's a movement, too, to repeal Proposition 47.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they've done some kind of a, you know, poll or petition or something, and they would roll back all the reforms that were in Proposition 47, as well they should.
All righty. I'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. When we come back, our next military and veterans news segment coming right up. Again, more about what could happen with these individuals. I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting across America from Tampa, Florida. Don't go anywhere.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
And above all, we will never stop fighting for the cherished values that bind us together as one America.
A patriotic Trump rally in Lexington, Kentucky, as the president's supporters standing behind him wear Read the Transcript shirts. This in reference to the president's conversation with the president of Ukraine back in July, which touches off the impeachment inquiry. Here's the president at the rally blasting former Vice President Joe Biden and his son Hunter.
Because the Bidens got rich while America was robbed. I watched the last debate. And this weakling named Anderson Cooper saying, well, it's totally unsubstantiated. What's unsubstantiated? He is on tape doing a real quid pro quo.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second military and veterans news segment. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. More about that right after this message coming up from the National Aviation Academy. Here we go.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. We know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of you have chosen to go the technical school route to learn a trade so that when you get out of high school, you've got a job that you can be able to go to. But did you know that in most cases, those jobs are not going to pay you what you thought they were? Because if you're taking a job in a union skilled trade like a carpenter, an electrician, a plumber, a welder, a heavy equipment operator, you're going to start out as what's called an apprentice. You're going to start out as what's called an 80 percenter. So if you were getting $12 an hour, that would be $9.60 an hour. If you were getting 15, that would be 12. If you were getting 10, that would be 8. You get what I'm talking about here. Well, how would you like the opportunity
to make $50,000 or $60,000 a year right off the bat. Well, you can do it. National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 or $60,000 a year. Now, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard in Tampa Bay, Florida. Check them out online by going to their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour. Now, again, the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or the phone number, 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Don't forget, when you get a hold of them, tell them the captain sent you, and that'll give you the white gloves treatment all through the facility. Now, we've had some very good news tonight regarding three individuals that I've been following because of the organization that I'm in. I belong to a group called United American Patriots. It's a group of a lot of military expatriates and civilians alike that support the military. And when a guy or a gal gets themselves in trouble, which might not necessarily be trouble when you take a look at the circumstances, for example, First Lieutenant Clint Lorenz, Army Airborne, the officer who was convicted of a double murder, an attempted murder, for ordering his paratroopers to shoot three confirmed Taliban consistent with the rules of engagement who were riding towards First Lieutenant Lorenz's patrol in part of what was an Army significant activity. The report claimed that it was an attack or an ambush that happened to them, well, it was going to happen to them, rather, and they were right. They were right. It was later proved such. Now, the president is liable to disapprove of the findings and the sentence of Clint's court-martial. This would not only release Clint from the prison and erase his conviction and erase his sentence, but also will restore his Veterans Administration VA benefits and set conditions to restore him to active duty with back pay and maybe even a promotion. Because he was definitely railroaded by somebody who was sitting somewhere with a pencil and a piece of paper and didn't understand what was going on out there in the field. Now, also, in the case of Major Matt Goldstein, Special Forces, the officer who publicly acknowledged ambushing an enemy combatant intent on harming others and, as a result, was accused of murder, the president might assume the jurisdiction of the case and dismiss with prejudice of all the charges. This would end this nearly decade-long case, which has been hanging over Major Goldstein's head, returning Major Goldstein's Special Forces tab and returning his Silver Star, or even upgrading it to a Distinguished Service Cross, as was the intent before Major Goldstein had these wrongful charges filed against him by Army prosecutors. Another situation where people sitting in an office that weren't in the field did not understand the circumstances of someone that was going to attack his fellow soldiers. And in the case of Navy Chief Gallagher, Eddie Gallagher, he was not found guilty of murder, which he was charged of, but acknowledged taking the photo of a dead enemy combatant, which he was involved in a picture of. And the president might now, and we've already heard this, he's reinstated the rank of the Navy chief, back to chief from petty officer. He could have been reduced in rank all the way to E1. And that was the original intent of the Navy, was to bust him down to an E1 and then dishonorably discharge him from the service. This is not going to happen now. The president has instead reinstated him from petty officer E6 to chief petty officer E7. And there's a strong possibility that he might even pardon Chief Gallagher and allow him to retire with honor and go on with his life and do whatever. Now, this is getting rid of the wrongs from another administration, another time, that was initiated originally by the Obama administration and the people serving in his administration, which had a different set of rules and circumstances. So hopefully sanity will enter in here. We'll know this week. We'll know this week. And apparently the decision is going to be announced before Veterans Day. Now, Carl Gustav fans will now see a new, longer-range and guided version of their favorite recoilless rifle tested in the coming year, as new, longer-range Carl Gustavs are on their way to the Army. Basic trainees right now, a basic combat training recruit headed for Officer Candidate School, maxed out the new Army combat fitness test last week, set an all-brand-new record. Holy smokes. How about that? And the Army's officer promotion boards are starting to include merit-based considerations that allow certain officers to be placed higher on a promotion list. Also out of the Midwest, Indiana will be the home to the Midwest 1st National Guard Cyber Battalion. That ought to be interesting there in Indiana. And, of course, it probably has something to do with the fact that the vice president is from there. You think? I bet you it does. Now, not to be outdone, the Army is soliciting comments from the public and historic organizations about a plan to make it easier to repair, maintain, and renovate more than 2,700 historic houses on 35 bases throughout the country. We'll see what happens there. By the way, the Navy, U.S. Strategic Command, got a new boss. Navy Vice Admiral Charles Richard is going to be the next head of the U.S. Strategic Command. The U.S. Navy also is having so many problems maintaining its aircraft carriers that, get this, it asked Carnival Cruise Line for ideas. The U.S. Navy is looking for answers to its maintenance and readiness problems, and this search brought the service to Carnival Cruise Line. Wow. Wow. By the way, retired Vice Admiral Michael Franken has been thinking about running for the U.S. Senate for quite a while, since before he left the Navy. And he's thinking about running against another officer that's currently running for Senate. Gee, could it be Lindsey Graham? We'll see. We'll see what happens there. And the Air Force, the 178th Wing of the Ohio Air National Guard, now has its first female commander. And the New York Air National Guard LC-130 Skybirds are headed to Antarctica. Yes, you heard me. South of the pole, the South Pole. The New York Air National Guard has launched its annual support mission for Antarctica for the 32nd year. And finally, two more women are attempting to enter the U.S. Air Force's combat controller and pararescue battlefield airman career fields. We'll see how that works out. I'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up. Right after these messages.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins,
furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Relief Factor. That would be the father and son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, out of Kirkland, Washington, which is right up there around Seattle. And they make a product called Relief Factor. Now, I've been taking Relief Factor, and many of you know that, for 3 years and 8 months, and yes, I've been keeping track, because it's 3 years and 8 months that I've been off Mobic and Flexeril, which are narcotics, and I did not like taking them because it gave me a side effect, and I just couldn't stand it anymore. And I decided to do something different, and I did. I took a leave, six pills a day, two in the morning, two at lunch, two at night, and I started to have internal bleeding, and guess what? That didn't work either. So one day I was driving back home after I'd been to the doctor and found out the bad news. He said, well, you got to get off that. Maybe you better go back on what you were on. And I says, nope. So I happened to hear, and by the way, good morning to you, Kathy. Kathy's going to be here bottom of the next hour. Kathy Chamberlain, the author. So she's coming in over the bridge. But anyway, the fact of the matter is, I happened to hear Mike Gallagher advertising in Relief Factor and talking about what it had done for him. Well, I tried it. I got the 3 week quick start program, which is something you can do. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling, $5 to $7, somewhere in that range to get it to you. You get it in 3 days. You've got it. You take it three times a day, exactly the way it says to take it. And guess what? If it'll work
for you like it worked for me, then you are not going to have any more pain again. So, ReliefFactor.com/Captain, a website, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. One more time, ReliefFactor.com/Captain. Give it a shot. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Is the country in the right direction or wrong direction?
Oh, geez, Matt. I think in many ways we're in the right direction when it comes to, you know, jobs and things that are going on with many aspects of the economy. Not all, but I think in others, I think the way that we're becoming more and more polarized, I would say no. So I think it's a bit of a mixed bag.
Well, we are going to find out because last night, you know where the president was in Kentucky, right?
Oh, yes.
And
so,
I have
a little bit.
Yeah, and I have an affiliate that's right there where the president was. And I had a number of people that were commenting and letting me know, you know, what they thought was going on. And they said the president rules Kentucky and this, that, and the other. And we're going to win big. And our governor, Matt Belvin, Blevin, is going to win big and this, that, and the other. And it's going to be another key test, if you will, for the president, because there's four states that have elections. Let's see, Kentucky, Mississippi, New Jersey, and I forgot the fourth one now. It's not your state, is it? State legislatures and all that, huh?
We have elections today, a lot of local stuff, yes.
All right, well, this is either governors or whatnot, legislatures, et cetera, et cetera. But anyway, it's going to be quite the thing to see what transpires. So this will be a test. We will be watching it tonight to see how this all comes about. And I'm thinking that if Donald Trump even so much as breaks even here, because the one state that was mentioned was New Jersey, that's definitely a blue state, correct?
Pretty blue.
Yeah. So if he does well in two out of the four or three out of the four, then I would say they're on the right track.
I think in many ways, seriously, it's all about who decides to come out. And whether or not Republicans can get their voters out.
Yeah, and this is should be a low turnout election because of the fact that they it's a non-election presidential year. It's next year we have the presidential
well, it's
election.
Yeah, it's non-federal for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, looking at some other things here, you know who Tom Steyer is, right?
Yeah, he's the most running for president. He's a big environmentalist guy.
He has proposed, get this, $135 billion for rural broadband.
Yeah, the efforts, you know, continue to try to get broadband to the entire country, to areas where it's not as prevalent. I don't think that this is something that the federal government needs to get involved with. I think slowly but surely you're going to have more and more broadband reach some of these harder to reach places. But the reality is that some of these places are hard to reach for a reason. And, you know, just because you live somewhere, we run into this problem with airports too, how the government subsidizes, you know, so many small airports in various different locales. Listen, you know, when you move to a location, you might have to take into account the fact that, hey, you know what, I'm far away from an airport, or I'm closer to an airport, or I'm close to a train station. I mean, you get the gist of that when you live in New York City. I mean, there's areas in New York City that don't have subways, you know, out in Queens and Whitestone and other places. You know, there are areas of the country you're not going to have, or, you know, that much, there might be a lot more rural. They might not have that type of broadband. I don't know how it's a taxpayer's job to make sure that you're able to get that, just as much as the airports or anything else.
Now, Joy Behar, not to be outdone, made one of her stupid comments yesterday, which is really, really, really getting everybody's ire that owns a gun. Listen to this.
Beta, when my husband told me that he got out of the race, I think he's actually like a beta test for why going national so quickly and being beloved by the media is always dangerous. I said that when he came on here with the Mandy Fair cover. He raised $80 million. Obama was publicly drawing comparisons to him, like saying like he's like, man, he got a ton of Obama staff. I will also say that his stance on gun buybacks, Mayor Pete said it was a shiny object that distracts from achievable gun reform. Chris Coons said it wasn't a wise policy or move, and that clip will be played for years at Second Amendment with rallies with organizations that try and scare people by saying that Democrats are coming for your guns. He also made some statements about religious institutions being getting their tax-exempt status, removed from them because if they didn't support same-sex marriage. So he did a lot of, battleground culture war, and he ran as the most left, most woke candidate, and look where he ended,
They should not tell everything they're going to do. Like, if you're going to take people's guns away, wait till you get elected, then take the guns away.
That's what people like me think you're going to do. That's what people like me think is going to happen.
Goodness. Are you kidding me?
Listen, it's hard to follow. What did she say? And she said, I'm kind of lost there, Matt. I'm sorry.
She said, if you're going to take people's guns away, just don't tell them. Just take them.
Okay. All right.
Now, and that created a firestorm that you can't even begin to imagine around the country.
That was Joy Behar? I couldn't sound like her.
Well, the other one was that Marianne, Williamson, the gubernatorial candidate.
Oh, is it the crystal lady?
The presidential candidate. Yeah.
The crystal lady.
Yeah, her. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Marianne Williamson. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I was lost there a little bit.
Started out. And then it was Joy Behar. Well, just don't tell them. Just take their guns. I mean, come on. That's going to fly.
Listen, Matt, what does that sound like? That sounds like authoritarian, doesn't it?
Sounds like China, sounds like Russia, sounds like North Korea, sounds like Cuba, sounds like Vietnam back in the day.
Authoritarians, that's mm-hmm. what it is.
Yep. And folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Well, the money situation going on right now, Barron's has five high-yield stocks that they're pushing around, but they're still talking about gold because they're still talking about a recession that's looming, and buy gold, that's the best thing for a recession, buy gold. What say you?
Trying to figure out how gold is necessarily the best thing for a recession. I mean, that's someone's opinion. You can use gold as a part of the hedge in your portfolio, but to say that anything is the best thing when there's a recession is you can't tell. It's different every single time.
By the way, what do you think about this record-setting stock market that keeps doing stuff almost every other day here?
I think that the markets are going up, but you get some better than expected earnings, and there's obviously some hope in regards to a trade deal, and we'll see what happens there. But again, how I am, Matt, I don't get overly excited.
No.
When stocks go through the roof, I look to take profits when things go up and rotate assets into other areas. And we're always trying to protect people's assets. That's most important to us.
But that's why you're the watchdog on Wall Street.
very, very cautious. That's just how we always are.
All right. Well, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I look forward to talking to you tomorrow, my friend.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
All righty. You too. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. And when we come back, we've got in the next hour, starting out with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And then at the bottom of the hour, we'll have Kathy Chamberlain, the author, Rules for Deplorables, the book. What we're going to do is we're going to go through all 13 chapters that we did, review it, and then leave you with some food for thought. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.